Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We are on the Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, three lines in the bottom by the Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, daf Kuf Lamed Vav, spoke about the case where a father was kosev nechasev v'bno le'achar moso. He's koneh all his nechasim to his son upon the father's death. So what we learned over there was is that starting today, the son has the guf, but the peiros only go to the son after misa. I mean, until misa, the peiros belong to the father, and that's where we got the whole discussion of can your peiros, can your guf tell me or not. So now, as a continuation of that Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to explain what the schus of the how strong the schus peiros that the father has is. So ha'av tolish u'machil l'chol misha yirtza. This father who wrote his nechasim l'beno l'achar moso tolish, he can pull off, he can pluck off the peiros that are mechubah to the karka. Umachil l'chol misha yirtza, and he can feed them or give them or sell them to anybody who he chooses. But umasheni atolish, whatever he leaves upon his death, whatever is still attached, harehu shel har yorshin, those belong to everybody. They don't belong to the mekabel matana. Why? Rashi Ram says, harehu shel har yorshin below the mekabel matana levado, because right, why do they belong to the? I learned the whole thing wrong. Umashiniach talush, right? Harei hu shel yorshim. They belong to everybody.
Well, because it's not attached anymore, right?
No, these umashiniach talush, right? Whatever is detached belongs to the yorshim, because they're not attached anymore. The only thing that the son who the Mekabel Matana got whatever's left over that's attached. This isn't attached, he doesn't get it. So the Gemara says exactly. So the Gemara says, Talush in Mechubar lo. What the father leaves over that's Talush, that belongs to the Yorshim. But what he leaves over that's Mechubar, that belongs to the son who's Mekabel Matana. So there's a Mechlokas Mishonim before we get to the Gemara, about whether or not things that are Mechubar, but they're Omdim Litlosh. They're right at the point where they should be taken off, they're ripe, but they haven't been cut off. The Rush in Siman Mem Gimel says that ha'omdim litlosh dinam kitlosh tlushim. If it's ready to be cut down, it's as if it's cut down, right? But the Rashbam argues is no, as long as they're attached, you know, they're attached. Okay, so talosh in mechubar lo. That's what it seems. If it's mechubar, then they do not belong to the yorshim. They go to the mekabel matana. They don't go to the third party. So the Gemara can ask the question, how is that true? We ask you a stira. Hatanya, we have the following, and we'll learn this based on the way the Rashbam learns it. A lot of ways to learn this with the next Gemara. Hatanya, shamin es hamichubarim lalokeach. So according to Rashbam, what's the case? The case is, again, somebody wrote his nechasov to the son, mehayom ul achar misa. Okay? So now, during the lifetime of the father, the son goes ahead and sells the nechasim. Then the father dies. So we say the lokeach was zocha in the guf of the karka, because that's what the son had a right to sell. However, he doesn't get the peiros mechubarim. He doesn't get the peiros mechubarim. Rather, shamin es hamechubarim lokeach. The lokeach has to pay separately for the peiros. So you see that the lokeach, the third party, right, who takes it from the son, who is the mekabel matana, he's not zocha from the peiros hamechubarim. So you see from here, he's only zochah from the gufa karka. But in our Mishnah, was mashna what? That when the son, is the mekabel matana, is zochah with the peiros mechubarim. Right? That he's zochah in that, because that belongs to the gufa karka. Why here, upon death of the father, does the lokeach not get the peiros mechubarim? If the son would get it, then the lokeach should get it. Why does the third party not get it? So the Gemara says that, there's a difference. Amar ula lo kasha, there's no question. Kan bivno, kan ba'acher. Right? There's a difference in the umdana. The umdana is when this father sells it to his son, that his son will retain whatever's mechubah to the karka. But he doesn't have the das to say that if his son sells it to somebody else, then that somebody else will get the karka. We'll get the mechubah. We'll get what's mechubah. So look at Rashbam says, Kamib b'no, masnis, it's the first short line, masnis, it's a kasal b'no, v'lo machron la'achar b'chayayav, the daito shel adam krova etzel b'no, v'lo das kein akile gupa la'achar misa in peiros hamuchobarin, the liski behi uigipo. He's das to him das. I'm giving you, that you'll get the peiros, you'll get everything, you get the after misa, you get the peiros hamuchobar. But not that the lokeach will get this right, at least prior to his death. Again, if the father dies, then the son sells it. That's a different story. But kan ba'acher shemachru ha'bein la'acher b'chayav. Right? If he sells it to somebody during the father's lifetime, the father never had the undum das, then upon his death now, it will go to a third party. That's how he learned the Rashbam, the Ritva, has a nice lesson. The Ritva says, Perish, the Anan Sahadi, where we testify, Shekach haya das ha-nosim b'shas ha-matana. This is the das of the nosim when he gave the present. She'im yirid b'no l'socha l'achamos, that if his son would go after he dies, that he will get the attached peros because of the love for his son. Even the son's yorshim. Aval kishemacher habein v'lokeach shelo yored vo lo viter vo klum. He didn't give up anything to have it sold to a third party. V'peros hamuchubarim harehim shokol yorshim shelav. And then in that case, the attached peros still belong to the yorshim. Not to the Makabah Matanah. That's the Ritva. Again, we learned the Gemara how the Rashbam learned. Just to give an example, there's I don't know if you have a side in the Rabbeinu Gershom, the top Rabbeinu Gershom. He says V'hatnan Shomin Nesabuchu B'Lokeach. He says the following: Adam Shemachar Sadal Chaveru L'Sop Yud Shanim V'Lo B'Toch Yud. So he says, I'm going to sell you this in 10 years. Here's, you pay me now, and in 10 years the property becomes yours. Right? He sells it for a future date. Right? And when the 10 years elapse, the tzvua of the mocher was mechuber to the karka, and it wasn't nigmar. So it seems like it's going like the rush, and it wasn't complete yet. We don't say that that's considered part of the karka, and we give it to the lokeach after ten years, right? Since they grew in the Rishus of the Mocher during these 10 years, if the Lokeach wants him, he has to pay for it. Right? And Hachinami, so then how would it go now? So Hachinami, Hai Ab, they need Peirus Mechubar, Mechai Avihen, Godlo. So even these Peirus and Mechubar, they grew during the lifetime of the father. The Amai, Lohai, Bershus, and Elo, the Hai, Bein Luchud. So why do they only go to the son? Same answer, because of the Onum Nas, that he loves the son more, the Chavivis of the Beno. Okay. Fine. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. That's the same. In the Magid Mishnah gives the same perish. There's actually another perish with the Rif and the Rambam. I didn't get a chance to look at, but there are a lot of perishim I had learned in the Gemara. Next Mishnah, last Mishnah in Yesh Nochlan. Heiniach banim gedolim katanim. Person passes away and he leaves over older sons and younger sons. Okay. So the understanding is that they each need the Yerusha for different things. The older sons need it for food, for clothing. That's what they need it for clothing, if they want to look dressed, get dressed nicely. And the younger children need it for food. Apparently, younger children need food more. Younger kids are always hungry. Come home from school, and they're hungry. Take a snack. Just take a snack. They're always hungry. Go to bed, they're hungry.
What?
Right, they're all, well. So I think everything in the Gemara is the timing, seriously, is compressed. We have our years are more expanded. In other words, they say get married and learn Chumash at 5. You learn it a little late. You know, everything's compressed. So you're right. So heiniach banim gedolim v'katanim, ein gedolim mitparnasim al gedei katanim. The gedolim can't take out. This is before it's split. So they have it's all in one pot. The gedolim can't take out. We just started the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. They can't take the gedolim. Can't take out from the nechassim of the ketanim, right? They can't take from there to buy the clothing. V'lo haketanim nizonim al hagdolim, and the ketanim can't take out extra for the food that they need. Rather, elo cholkim mishava. Everyone gets their chelik, and when they get their chelik, they can use it. They can use it for what they need to do. So the Rashba says, it says, Ein ha-gadolim ispanim in ha-katanim, and ha-katanim can't get the food. He says, V'dafka b'shemichu, it's only if they protest. Aval b'stam, but b'stam, nizonin umisparishin elu im elu, v'stamun shutvin ninhu umochem zelazeh. B'stam they're shutvin, and each one would take what he wants, and each one would be mochel. I'm sure how that works. You have a limited pot, and they can just start grabbing out before it's divided. Oh, that's what the Rashba seems to say.
Well, what is it?
Right, because Gedolim, we're talking about the Gedolim usually use it for clothing, and the Katanim usually take it for food, and usually it costs more, food is more expensive, so you, that's the Chiddush is that even, that you can't, this is before it was the state was divvied up.
Right, the bottom line, no one can take anything before it's divided, right, basically?
Well, because these are the general things that they're going to be using it for, so it is the general rule. Okay, what about medical expenses, if you have a medical expense? So it seems based on there's a Tosos on the Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, who it seems to say, let's flip over to the Tosos, on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, he says, Tosos Yirum Raskal Aval, Aval Chola Be'onis Disrapim In Emsa, Below Domi Lahai De Tanan La'el, Ein Katanim Yizonim Al Gedolim, Hacha Habi Be'a Kroi. Here, by medical expenses, it's just any Kroi. Kroi Be'alma, Aval Hasam La'olam Kein, Shai Katanim Apsidim Yosem Yizonos. That seems to explain that medical expenses are a one-time thing, and then you can define, even if it's a long process, you can define medical expenses as an ikroi ba'alma. It's not typical, it's not the standard. So maybe for medical expenses, they can even pull out, according to Rashi, they can even pull out if there's protest. Why they would protest if the guy needs the money for medical expenses. Okay, now the next piece of the Mishnah we're going to read, and the Gemara is going to explain it more. Nasu gedolim, right? So the older ones got married, and they took out from the estate, the money that they needed for the wedding, before the estate was divided up. Yisu Katanim. So too the Katanim can take out from the estate, and then the rest becomes divvied up. In other words, they grabbed out this amount, I'm not sure, they grabbed out this amount at point A, so you give the Katanim an extra amount, actually put it aside for the wedding. What does it mean when their wedding comes, they can go back to the Gedolim and grab it, and take it back. I'm not sure. Yeah, okay. Okay. The Im Amru, however, Im Amru Katanim, but the Katanim say to the older ones, Hare Anu Nosim Kederosh Nasatim Atem, that we're going to get married the same way that you got married, Ain Shomim Lehem, Elamash Nosim Lehem Avin Nosan. You don't listen to them, it's whatever they got from their father, that's what they get. It seems to be a steer between these two lines. Gemara will explain what's going on. Same thing now if you left over only daughters, no sons. Because if they're sons, then daughters aren't Yarish, or don't Yarish. Hiniyach bonus gedolos u'katanos ena gedolos u'parnosos al yidei katanos. I'll just read it. Below katanos gedolos al gedolos ela chokos b'shavet. They split it equally. Nisu gedolos, if the older ones got married, yisu katanos, the katanos will also get married using that amount. The im amru katanos, but the katanos say, hare anu nosos kederosh nisat, kederosh nisatem atem. Should be shenisaten aten, no? Shouldn't the grammar be aten? Just keeping up and I'm happy. So then Ein Shomim Lehem. Then we don't listen to them. Again, there seems to be a contradiction between the first line of this memory and the second line. Thought they get the same thing that the older ones get. What's going on here? Okay, Gemara will explain that. Next, Zechomer Bebonis Mebonim. With this item that we're going to mention, the Chumra of the Yerushas Habonos is more Chumra than the Yerushas Habonim. Why? For the daughters. Shehabanos Nizonos Alabonim. If the father dies and he leaves over sons who are Yoresh, and he has banos who are really katanos, right? Then the banos can take from the nechasim with sorach mizonos. But the ain nizonos al banos. However, if there were only daughters, they're only daughters, and the younger daughters cannot go ahead and take the extra for the mizonos. They only get what they get from the Yerusha. As opposed to if they're sons, the daughters have to get mizonos first. So we're going to see in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the first Mishnah in Misha Meis, that is only if it's called, if you have Nechassim Merubim. That's when the daughters can get Mizonos. And the Machlok is what Nechassim Merubim is. Right? That's when the Bonos are Yoshim, that's when the Bonim are Yoshim and the Bonos are Nizonos. And the Rashbam explains why is that the case, that the Bonos are Nizonos. Because he says, look at the Rashbam, it's the last Rashbam before they get wide, Zechomer Bibonos, Hecha de Bonos Yoshim, Zechomer bebonos hecha de bonos yorshos me hecha de bonim yorshim veikanami bonos behadayu shabonos nizonos min habonim bin nechassim merubim. The daughters get mizonos from the brothers if there's nechassim merubim, whatever that means. Kedithnam reish pirkin lekaman habonim yorshim bebonos nizonos. Why? The hachik habi tnai ksuba. He says because it's a tnai ksuba that in the ksuba where you write that binon nukvon di habi lichi minei inun mitnazim min nechassim. The daughters that we have together, they're going to be supported. There's no, but that's only if they're sons. There's no like Suba if they're only daughters, because they get the Yerusha. There's no Tanai Ksuba. So there's a Tanai Ksuba, which means that the Tanai for the Doris comes in first. So there, it's like there's a Keshibud from the Ksuba for the Doris to get Mazonos before the sons get the property. And also, I think this really only applies to Karka. Again, the ties didn't apply. I don't think it applied to Metaltalin. Because you can't be Nizon for Metaltalin. I don't know if that's true. You can sell the Metaltalin and be Nizon. But no, but he's... Is that what the point is?
Even
if you could, but there's no obligation. Right. So the halacha is also that they're only Nizonos until they either get married or they become a Bulgaris, which is 12 and a half. So there's a tshuva of Ramosha. I don't remember what it is, but the tshuva of Ramosha says that, again, all the years are different. Bizman HaGemara, at that time, that's when they're usually on their own. Bizman Hazeh, you know, what? Some people are supported by the parents, so they're 87. You know, it depends how, you know, what the situation is. Some people are supported alone. I think probably the societal norm, it would be, you know, up to a certain level, then they don't have to get support. I mean, up to a certain time, you're no longer supporting your son. The daughter is supporting your son-in-law, right? That's how it works.
At least for 2 years.
But that's in the Tanaim. That's probably in the Tanaim. So then maybe that becomes a contractual obligation. No, I'm serious. Maybe that becomes a separate chiyuv if you accept upon yourself for the support, then it's no longer from the ksuba, it's from a separate whatever. Okay. If I can take from the state before it's divided, then I'm getting extra.
Oh, in addition to
yeah, and then we divide it equally afterwards. We'll see what case now. We'll give you the right to take it, but. If there's a situation where you would need it beforehand, like the medical expenses, and that Gemara's going to talk about now, about the older brother getting clothing to look nice to deal with the estate, gets it beforehand,
and they don't deduct that.
And they don't deduct it because he has a right to it.
Anybody has a right to
take the estate? No, we say we don't. The commission says they don't have the
right.
We'll get to the situation now. That's what the commission says, that they don't. They can't be nizo from each other. So Amar Rava, Hai Gadol Achei, the oldest brother, the Lavash the Ikase Mibesa, who buys special clothing in order to go to, you know, to court to look well, to look good, in order to deal with the Nechasim, right? Maita Abid Abid. If he took that money, whatever he took, and the other brothers don't deduct what he took for this clothing when they divvy up the assets. So Maita Abid Abid, what does that mean? So according to Rashbam, Maita Abid Abid means it's Bidiyevid. His Achal Chachila, he can't do that. But if you look at, there's a Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid says, "Perish lav dafka the eved elafilu chatchila nami marshin also beizdin came to toreich umarviach ba'avuran." Since this is for everyone else's benefit, that the representative looks good, so it's their benefit. So the beizdin allows it. The Meiri says it doesn't necessarily mean the achagadol. Doesn't necessarily mean the oldest one. It means the one who's capable and going to go ahead and deal with it. So maybe sometimes the oldest one's not capable. And you have the second brother, or the third brother, goes ahead and deals with the estate. So that applies to them also. So the Gemara says, wait a second, my David Avid, we just learned in the Mishnah, ein hagedolim is parnisim al hakatanim. The older ones can't take the money, can't take out before the estate is divided, which we said was for the clothing. So they can't do it. So the Gemara says, no, mas nisim besircha. The Mishnah is talking about a case of sircha. What's a sircha? So they explain, the sircha means, Rashbam says, besircha is adam botel, she'ein lahem revach b'davar. Guy doesn't do anything. So he can't take out. But if he's going to use it for the... I mean, it's a pretty clear answer. If he's going to use it in order to go ahead and represent them, that's one thing. But Adam Batel, then he doesn't do anything. The Toso says that... he says, B'chol espar because of sircha bereishu, ba'orach garis shidcha v'dalid, v'hu lashon sheket, k'mo v'tishko ta'aretz. He says that Adam Batel v'sheket eno osik v'klum. He doesn't do anything. He's a batlan. He doesn't do anything. That he doesn't get it. So Gemara says, wait a second. Sircha pshita. If he doesn't do anything, it's pashut that he shouldn't take it. What benefit do the other children have? The whole point that the guy can keep the money, he can buy the clothing, because it benefits the other sons. A batel, a batlan, doesn't benefit them for him to take the clothing. So ma'u the tema nichel hu delo ninval kamash malan. Maybe you would have said, I don't see what the halachah is. Maybe you would have said that maybe the Yisomim don't mind that the older brother looks better, so he won't be a manuval. He won't look disgusting. I guess because maybe he's a batlan and doesn't have any money to buy clothing. Kamash malan, that's not the case. And the Yisomim are not mochel for the older, again, they're not mochel before distribution for this brother to take out from the corpus of the estate in order to get dressed. Only if it's going to be for their benefit.
A well-groomed batlan.
Sometimes you have it. Yeah, those trust fund guys, they look really good and they do absolutely nothing. He's what? Right. Well. Nasu gedolim yisu katanim. So if the gedolim got married, the young ones get married. Also, the Gemara says, "My kamer." What's going on here? Like, because we pointed out the ratio of this part of the mission, the safest part of the mission, don't make sense. First, we say whatever. If the gedolim got married, the katanim can do the same thing. Then we say the katanim can't say the gedolim. You want to get married like you got married. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Yehuda, haki kamer. Nasu gedolim la'achar misas avien. If the gedolim got married after the death of the father, and they took for their wedding a portion from the pre-divided estate, then yisu katanim la'achar misas avien. Then the katanim, like I said, they could set aside that amount for the katanim to use when they get married, because it was after the father's death, but pre-distribution. Aval nasu gedolim b'chayei avien. If the gedolim got married before the father died, and the father paid $800,000 for some lavish wedding. I'll say $100,000 for a relatively lavish wedding. He paid $100,000 for it. The Amru Ketanim, and the Ketanim then say to the Gedolim, La'akar Misas Avien, then this is after the father dies, post the decease. Hare Anu Nosim B'derosh Nasim Atem. We should be able to take out $100,000 from the estate and put it aside for our wedding, just like you had $100,000 for your wedding before our father died. Then Ain Shomim Lehem. Then we don't listen to them because he did it before, and he did it beforehand. Now he passed away. Never, that's what happened. Whatever the father gave him, he gave him. You can't take out pre-distribution for the wedding. So, let's have an interesting story. There was a guy came to my firm. He was writing a will. And he was a firm guy. And he was a wealthy guy. His oldest children had a lavish wedding, and he was sick. And he wanted to have his sons to have a lavish wedding also. So, the attorney who was sensitive to the issue, he said, you know, you're not going to be able to, because he was writing a halachic will, you can't just take it out pre-distribution from the Yerusha, you can either give him a present. So the other way to do it, he said, he took out a special life insurance policy that the beneficiary was only this one son who didn't get married. So upon death, this one son got $100,000 for the wedding, and then everybody else was distributed. There are always ways to do it. I actually signed that will, it was funny. Fine. Next case, heiniach bonos gedolos uktanos. Right, we had the same discussion applies. Shalachay avua bar geniva l'rava. Avua sends to Rava. Yilamdein rabbeinu. Rabbi teach us. Lavsa v'achla v'amda v'nises. She's single, and she borrows money from somebody, and then she eats up the money. Lachlokas, we showed him whether or not that really makes a difference. She borrowed the money, and now the money's gone. Okay. According to the Rambam, that's significant. V'amda v'nises. And then she gets up and she marries somebody before she repays the loan that she owes. Okay? And when she gets married, all her nechassim now go to her husband. Right? Like any woman who gets married. Right? So now it seems that some of these nechassim, again, it's a milvah, but some of these nechassim are meshubud to the lender, because she owes him the money. Right, the meshuba to the lender, right, who lent her before the marriage. So do we say ba lo keyachave? Do we say that the ba, when he gets all the nechassim from his wife, is he considered like a lo keyach? O yorish have, or he's considered like a yorish. What's the nafimina? Do we say lo keyachave? Since he's a lo keyach, umilva ape eno govimina lakuchos. A milva ape cannot collect on lakuchos. Right, he can't do that. He doesn't have a lien on the kuchos. Therefore, this lender can't come and grab anything from the husband. The wife has to pay it back. I mean, she still owes him the money, but he has no lien on the nechassim. Or do we say, oh Dilma, yoresh habe? He's considered like a yoresh before. Okay, it's like he's a yoresh before the wife dies. He's still considered a yoresh because upon death he'll be a yoresh. Right? Oh Dilma, yoresh habe o milva ape govner yorshim. Or and if he's a milva ape and he's a yoresh, then the lender can come and collect the money because the halacha is a milva ape is govner yorshim. What's the halacha? How do we view the husband at this time? Again, so the machlokas is the machlokas I mentioned, whether or not it says lafsa v'achla. So the Ritva points out it doesn't make a difference. Even if the most were be'aim, we still have the same suffix because we say all the time, milvalotzah nitna. So it's always as if the money's not there. She doesn't pay him back the exact money. It's the other money. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Malbim and below, Perachavav, Halachid Beis, he says that if the most are be'aim, then they have to return that money. And the Magen Mishnah says that's the same thing for Rav Shira and Rav Haggai. So they say because they take the word of achla v'dafka. That's where they probably get it from. Okay. A milva alpeh, the halacha is, can collect from the yarshim. No, you collect from what the yarshim get from the estate. Well, that's the question. How is he does? The property goes to the husband upon marriage. The same alog, it's on barzel. How do we view him getting that property? Do we view him as lokeach, or do we view him as a yorish? I said it's interesting. The avamin is of your yorish is that he's a yorish now, probably because upon her death he would be the yorish.
Right, but his own property they had before he went to marriage.
No. We're talking about only the property she brought in. Yeah, that's what's meshuvah. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi answers Avu Bar Gneva Tanina. It's a Mishnah. I'm not sure how to read it. The Mishnah says, Nisu Gedolos, Yisu Ketanos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. My love, aren't we dealing with the following? Isn't this the explanation of the Mishnah? That Nisu Gedolos Labal, if the older ones get married, Yisu Ketanos Mibal, then the younger ones can take away money that they need from the wedding from the Baal, from their brother-in-law, right? They can take their chelik from him, right? And if the din was that the Baal was lokeach, they would be able to take from him. Mashmi here, that the din is that he's a yorish. Therefore, they can take from the property, somehow, the halamin is that oldest one, right? Leah gets married, and then when Rachel gets married, they can go back to Leah and Yaakov and take out the money. But whatever money Leah had gotten from Yerusha. So if they could take it out from them, it now belongs to the Baal, obviously, he's a Yorish, because if he was a Lokeach, you wouldn't be able to take it. The Marsh says, well, that's not the explanation of the Mishnah. Nisu Gedolos Labal, Yisu Ketanos Labal. Doesn't mean Nisu Gedolos Labal, then Yisu Ketanos may Baal from the same husband. It just means, like we said before, if after the father dies, the older children took out money from the pre-distribution money for a wedding, the younger children get pre-distribution money for the wedding as well. That's what it means. It's nothing to do with that, about our Shiloh. So Gemara says, "Any really? Is that fine? That's how you explain the Mishnah." But Hatani Rabchia said, "Nasu Gedolos Labal Yisu Ketanos Mibal." She says it preferish. They take it from their brother-in-law. So he goes, "No, Dilma Shani Parnasa the Islay Kala." Nah, maybe that's different because we're talking about that they're to get for them. Sorry, that they're supposed to get the money for the Mizonos. They can take it from the older husband. Mizonos has a kol. The whole reason why we say that the milva alpeh can't be goveya from a lokeach is because there's no kol. Only by karka there's a kol that it's meshuvah. There's no kol. Only if there's a milva bishtar, there's a kol. It's written down. There's a UCC filing. You see everything. There's a lien. If it's milva alpeh, there's no kol. That's why there's no shibud. I parnasa for the younger daughters. That's as if it's a milva bishtar, because that has a kol. So therefore, there is a shibud. That's why it may be different. And even though he's dinu kilokeach, it's a lokeach, but it's considered not a milva alpeh. It's a milva bishtar. So Amalei Rapapa LaRava. Rapapa says to Rava, why do we go through this whole shock of Tyre? Love Haino the Shalach Rabbi the Igrite. Isn't this the story that Ravin sent in a letter that Misha May, someone dies, Venich Amana Ubas, and he leaves over a widow and he leaves over a daughter. Okay? So what the Kaisub is that the Amana is Nizones from the estate, I think, so long as she doesn't get married or collect her ksuba. So Amana Ubas, Amanasu Nizonos Minchasa. The Amana gets her Mizonos. Nisei's Bas. The daughter gets married. Almana, Amanaso Nizonos Minachasov. The Almana still can be Nizonos from Minachasov. That went to the husband now, to her son-in-law. Mesa Habas, now let's say her daughter dies, predeceases her, so that all the money is in the hands of the son-in-law, right? Mesa Habas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Achoso Shel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Ayyadi Hayamaisa, but Amru Amanaso Nizonos Minachasov. The Almana is Nizonos. So you see clear, if the husband is considered like a yorish, that's why there's a lien. Mishum haki amanasan nizonos minachasim. She can get the mizonos minachasim because the nachasim mishubat to her for mizonos. But if he's lokeach, am I nizonos minachasim? What's the lien? He's a lokeach. Lokeach doesn't have to pay back pre-existing. Doesn't have to pay back. Only the yorish would have to pay. What? Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. It's written in the Shtar. There isn't that, and didn't we just say Parnasa Isla Kala? It's a good question. I don't know.
So he says, you see clear that the Baal is this din as a Yorish. I don't know why. He said it's in the Shtar, it's in the Ksuba. That's number one. And number two, it's for Parnasa. We said Parnasa is the Kala. That's a good point. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Idlo Sholach Rabin Analo Yadinan. Had Rabin not sent it, we would not have known. Right? He goes, it's a Farish Mishnah that he's a Yor, that the husband is a Yorish of the Nechasim of the wife. Hatna, we have a Mishnah Bechoros. I love it. It's clear. It's a Mishnah Bechoros. Right? It's like the famous, Rav Shechter tells a story where a guy walked up to Rav Moshe and asked him a Shaila. And Rav Moshe, I don't know, true it's not, but again, it doesn't have to be true. The story doesn't have to really happen for it to be true. So he walks up to him and Rav Moshe got a little annoyed. So he asked Rav Moshe, he's trying to slug me up from a Farish Prima Gadim. Okay, if you run that Madriga, slug me up from a Beferish Prima Gadin. I don't know how many of us actually ever seen a Prima Gadin inside. At least we've told them, and not actually gone through a whole Prima Gadin. Okay, so Amar Abaye says, Yidish lo shalach rabin anu lo yadina v'hatanan, elu hein she'ein chosen l'biyovel. The luck is, v'yovel, any property that's purchased goes back to the owner, right? It goes back after yovel to the owner. So who does the property not go back? Number one, ha'bechora. If a bechor was mekabel a sadeh from his father as part of his bechor portion, even when Yovel comes back, the field does not go back to the older brothers, because the chelik of the bechor is like a matana. And the only time we say that the field goes back is if it's a sale. If it's a matana, it doesn't go back. A sale goes back. That's exemption number one. And exemption number two, the hayorish is ishto, and the husband who's yorish is wife. Right? That if Yovel comes, it doesn't go back to the wife's family. He keeps it. If he was a lokeach, he wouldn't be able to keep it. Obviously, he's a yorish. So, again, there's something that's a little missing here is that we're talking about here, this is post-death. So post-death, he's clearly a yorish. What else is he going to be? It says the Baal is ishto. Or maybe it's even pre-death. I don't know. I thought that it talks about a case, it's after that she dies, he gets it. And our case is always talking about what's about a loan during the lifetime. It's not exactly the same. Okay, so Amalei Rava, Rava's answer back. So you Abaye prove that his dino is like he's a yorish. Fine. So Amalei Rava says, really? Hashad the shalach, and now that Rabin does tell his Igeris, sent to us that he's like a yorish. Mia dinan, do we still know that to be the case? We still have a suffix. Hamar Rav Yosi Berbchanina, Rav Yosi the son of Berbchanina says, Beusha hiskinu, in Usha they made a takana, not takana, so made an Usha, Beusha hiskinu, Isha shemachba nichse milog b'chayi bala umesa, haba motz miyana lekuchos. Then a woman who sold the nichse milog during the time that her husband was alive, and then she dies, she predeceases the husband, the bala is motze, this field, miyana lekuchos. Wait a second. If he's a yoresh, right, the yorish is only zocha in the nechas. This is why I don't understand. The yorish is only zocha in the nechasim upon death. So therefore the sale took place before he got them. If he's a lokeach, then he has a pre-existing shibud, and that's why he can go get it out from the nechasim from the lokeach. So from here you see that he's not a yorish, that he's a lokeach. So what's the halacha? We see my problem. We're talking about the initial thing we set up as a loan during the lifetime of the wife. It's the yorish is a lokeach, and now we're trying to prove it from upon her death. It's not the same thing. So I think the Tosfos and Rashbam touch upon it, whether or not, since you're considered a Yorish upon Misa, are you considered a Yorish even before Misa? I thought there was, Tosfos said, right, look at the top Rashbam. Top Rashbam says about Yorish is Ishto, Mifarish Hasam Kesaber Yerush is Abal De'oraisa. He says, if he's considered a lokeach from the time they get married, that if he's considered a lokeach, whatever you considered originally, that's what you considered afterwards. So if he's a lokeach, he's always a lokeach. And Tosfos argues and says, no, he says, look at Tosfos next to it. He says, Pesach conjures, if you have a lokeach, Michai, and Gamla Acher Misa, lo pakab have a lokeach, but ain't nearer. And when he dies, Tosfos says you can change from a lokeach into a yorish. I think they may be touching upon what we're discussing. Just I didn't have time last night to look into it. So Ella Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, you know what the halach is? The halach is that sometimes he's a yorish, sometimes he's a lokeach. Depends what the benefit is for him. So it's clear that he's a yorish. The question is that Tosfos points out, the second Tosfos, he's definitely a yorish. Now, D'oraisa, he's a yorish. What does it mean he's a lokeach? Sometimes if he's a look, either they made him for a yorish, sometimes they changed him into lokeach to benefit him. Sometimes they didn't do the change and kept him as a yorish, whatever benefits him. The Elam Rabashi, Baal, Shavu Rabbanan Kin Yorish, Shavu Rabbanan Lokeach. Sometimes he's viewed as a yorish, sometimes he's viewed as Lokeach. The Hechel, the Tabalei, Abdulei. Whatever is better for him, that's how we view him. Legabe, Yovel. When it comes to Yovel returning the field, when will he, how will he keep the field? Only if he's a Yorish. So then, Shavina Rabbanan Kin Yorish. That's where the field doesn't go back. Because if he was Lokeach, it would go back. So in that instance, we view him as a Yorish. Mishum, say to the day, because he would lose the field otherwise. Gabe, the Rabbi Yossi Berbchanino, which is the case we just said where the woman sells her Nixi Milog. So then, we Shavina Rabbanan Lokeach. We say that he's Lokeach. Because if he's a Yorish, he only gets Yerusha at Misa, he wouldn't be able to get the field back. Granted, she should have sold it in the same look, but he wouldn't be able to get the field back. So in that case, you make him a Lokeach, so he has a pre-existing lien on the property.
Right.
No, that's the whole problem that we say that he's not, she wasn't, that we had that halacha, the original halacha, that you weren't supposed to marry outside of the Sheva, because then it would stay, it stays, I guess so, I think apparently. It stays by him. Okay? So that's we made him like Lokeach. Mishum say to the day, because he's going to lose it. And then Legabe de Rabin. What was Rabin? Rabin's case was the Almana who's Nizones from the Nixei Haval. Right? So in that case, Mishum say to the Almana, we don't want the Almana to lose out, so therefore we make him Shavin Rabbanan Kiyoresh, because if he's Lokeach, she wouldn't be able to get any money. So we're worried about a third party's lost here also. If you're worried about a third party's lost, the Ha Gabe de Rabbi Yossi Berbchanina, that the Baal can be Lokeach. Can take out the Baal's Lokeach, and therefore we can remove it from the purchaser who bought the Nichsei Malog. Ikub Seda Lokuchos, Vishadun Rabban Lokeach. There's a Seda for the third party, but we made him like a Lokeach. Someone says, no, Hassan, there's a different. Inu Apsi the Nashi. The husband's not causing a loss. This guy himself caused a loss. The purchaser caused a loss upon himself. Kevan the Ikub Baal, but since he knows that there's a husband, Lo Yibayel Hulamizma Meitasa the Yasututse Gavra. He should have never bought it from a woman who's sitting under the roof of her husband. Why you go and do that? So he caused the loss upon himself. Okay? Hadron Allah Yesh Noflin. Next parak. Okay, the loch is the person who dies and he leaves over Banim and Banos, like we mentioned. The din of the Torah is that the Banim are Yoshim and the Chasim, and the Banos are not Yerushos, but the Chachamim said that we take to the Banos from the Nechasim enough for their Mizonos until they get engaged, or until they get to 12 in the year. According to Rav Moshe, it would be later, Bismazah. So the Mishnah now is dealing with a case that there is not enough nechasim for the Yerushas Abanim and also for the Mizonos of the Banos. Who comes first? Mishemes. Someone passes away, Behiniach Banim Banos, and he leaves over sons and daughters. Bismach and Nechasim Rubin, if there is sufficient or a lot of nechasim, Habanim Yershu Vabanos Yizono. The Banim get the Yerusha, and the Banos get their Mizonos. Right, we just started the next parak. And the Banim get the Mizonos until they get engaged or until 12 years and a day. Nechasim Muatim, if there's only a limited amount of Nechasim, not enough, whatever that means. Habanos Yizonu, the Banos come first. The Banos Yizonu, Vahabanim Yisha'alu Ala Psachim. And if the sons, they should go beg to get their food. The Banim goes first to the daughters, to support the daughters first. Yeah, well, that's the whole big thing. It's not fair. The daughters don't get anything. They get before the sons. They don't get everything. It doesn't belong to them, but they get supported until someone else will support them. The whole purpose of the Tanya and the Mishnah, they didn't go out. They were supported. So.
Is this Mishnah from
Yeah. So yeah. So it's Alav Kufchas, Mishnah Kufchas, I think. I'm sure Shas says that. Right. Walks in, takes off his coat. It's unbelievable.
Sorry,
he didn't have the coat off yet. Oh, wow! I can't do anything when I get home without taking my coat off. That's the rule. He doesn't even take off his coat. He's coating. Okay, so Admon Omer, but Admon says that can't be. B'shvil she'ani zacher v'sadati, just because I'm a male, I lose. I mean, women say they all die, but he says it's good. So Amar Rabban Gamliel, ro'ani as dibri Admon. I see the words of Admon. Major machlokes we showing whether we pass on like Admon. They bring down. Gemara in Ksuvus and Dav Kuftes that Kol Makom Shomer Gamil Ro Anis Dibrei Admon Alach Kamoso. But Tosos here asks that from the sugya it's Mashu Pasan Rabbanan because the sugya deals Shakavatarya with the Rabbanan. We always had the other rules, and if the Gemara deals with one sugya, the reason why they're dealing with it is because that's where you pass him. This whole Machlokas Rabbanan will be passed like Admon or not, whether or not the daughters get and the son has to be Shol up Sachem. Okay. Yeah, so I don't understand. Yeah, but we also use, and then, and we, what do we say there? We say, and what's the, what we say over there? We say, The Fuka Shreisa, and then the Eilu Eilu, and all those things. Admon was for himself. What are you talking about? I'm just because I'm going to have to go beg. So give me my. I had a Yerusha. This is the Tachanas Chachamim for the girls. I have a Yerusha. So I have to go beg now. So the Gemara asks, Chachamim Rubim. What's considered Nechasim Rubim? Some Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. What's the Shir Nechasim Rubim? That's Kadesh Yizonu Mehen Elu BeElu Shneimus Chodesh. If it's enough for all the boys and all the girls to have support for 12 months. So the Gemara says, "Ki Amrita Kamei de Shmuel." When I said this before Shmuel Amar, he said, "Zo Divrei Rabbi Gamliel ben Rebbe." That's the words of Rabbi Gamliel ben Rebbe. Aval Chachamim Omrim, they say, "No, Kedei Sheyizonu Mehen Elu VeElu Ad Sheyibagru." If it's all of them have enough support until the daughters would reach the days of Bagrus, which would be 12, maybe it would be 18. This month, I don't know how that applies to what we discussed with Rav Moshe. So Itmar Nami, with a similar Shita in the name of Shmuel, Ki Asa Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar La Amar Rabba Barachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Koshi Yizonu Mehen Elu VeElu Ad Sheyibagru Hein Merubin Pachos Mikan Hare Elu Muatin. Less than this, that's considered to be Nechasim Muatin. Okay, the Eleka, and if we don't have the Elu Elu, we don't have enough Ad Sheyibagru. They don't have enough. You don't have Nechasim Muatin. What's the din? So Shaklu Luhu Bonas Lekulu. So then the din is you give it all to the daughters. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? So I mean, is that the case? Shaklu, if there's not Elu, not enough to support all of them. For the amount of time, you give it all to the daughters. No, Ella Amarava Motzi Lahem Mizonos. You don't give it all to the daughters. You give whatever the daughters need for the Mizonos, Achi Bagru, until they get old enough. The Ashar, whatever's left over, belongs to the Banim. You don't give them everything. You give them what they need, and whatever's left over, albeit it's going to be less than what the Yerusha would be, then you give that. You give that to the sons. Okay. Before you split the Yerusha, you put it aside for the daughters for their support, and then the rest gets distributed. There was some Havamina that the board, if there's not Nechasim and Rubim, the daughters would get everything. Okay.